Sony, Nintendo face sharp memory cost increases as artificial intelligence diverts chip supply. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI hide and number 9,650, memory chip prices doubled in Q1 2026 from the prior quarter due to AI data center demand diverting supply from consumer electronics. Nintendo disclosed that higher memory component costs and tariff exposure will add approximately 100 billion yen, $638 million, to costs in the current financial year. Both Sony and Nintendo announced cost pressures on the same day, May 8, 2026, indicating the memory supply disruption is systemic rather than company-specific. The artificial intelligence boom has handed Sony and Nintendo an unwelcome bill, as memory chip prices doubled in the first quarter of 2026 from the prior quarter, forcing two of the world's most recognizable consumer electronics franchises to confront cost structures they cannot absorb and cannot pass along without consequence. Nintendo quantified the damage directly. Higher component costs, led by memory, combined with tariff exposure, will add roughly 100 billion yen, equal to approximately $638 million, to costs in the current financial year. Sony flagged the same pressure across its games business. Both disclosures arrived on the same day, May 8, 2026, signaling that the disruption is systemic rather than company-specific. The source is AI data center demand. Hyperscalers building out inference and training infrastructure have consumed memory supply at a pace that has starved consumer electronics manufacturers of the chips that go into game consoles, smartphones, laptops, and automobiles. Morningstar analyst Kazunori Ito framed the strategic bind plainly. The very fact that Nintendo felt compelled to act suggests the rise in memory costs has become severe enough that it could no longer be absorbed internally, and, crucially, that there is little prospect of those cost pressures easing in the near term. Ito added that the decision likely reflects a sober assessment that waiting was no longer a viable option. That is the analysis of a consumer staples-style franchise being forced into a pricing action it would have preferred to avoid. The nut paragraph for institutional capital is this: memory is the new crude oil for hardware-dependent consumer technology. When the commodity spikes, every company that embeds it in a physical product, from game consoles to automobiles, takes the hit upstream. The producers, Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron, have pledged billions in new capacity, but their own experts acknowledge it takes at least a year for a new production line to come online. That lag defines the investment window. Memory prices doubled in Q1 2026. The next quarter looks worse. The first quarter price move was not a rounding error. Memory chip prices doubled quarter over quarter in Q1 2026. Forecasts call for prices to climb an additional 40% to 63% in Q2 2026, driven by the same force, AI data center demand competing directly with consumer electronics manufacturers for the same wafer output. The supply side cannot respond quickly. Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron are the three dominant producers. All three have committed to multi-billion-dollar capacity expansions. The problem is structural. Semiconductor fabrication facilities require 12 or more months from construction start to first output, according to industry experts cited in Reuters reporting. That means the capital commitments made today produce chips in 2027 at the earliest. For Nintendo and Sony, that timeline translates directly into margin compression across multiple fiscal quarters. Nintendo's 100 billion yen cost addition is a disclosure for the current financial year, not a one-quarter event. The company has already moved on pricing, a decision Morningstar's Ito described as a signal that internal absorption capacity is exhausted. Nintendo's incremental cost exposure from memory and tariffs, approximately 100 billion yen, or $638 million, for the current financial year. Memory chip prices forecast to rise 40 to 63% in Q2 2026 from an already doubled Q1 base. AI's demand appetite is redistributing semiconductor supply across industries. The mechanism here is straightforward but underappreciated in consumer technology coverage. AI training and inference workloads require high bandwidth memory at scale. Hyperscale data center operators, building out capacity to run large language models and AI inference at commercial volumes, have become the marginal buyer in global memory markets. That shift in demand composition is repricing memory for every other buyer. Automobiles, smartphones, and laptops are all cited alongside gaming hardware as sectors experiencing supply disruption. The displacement effect is not temporary. AI infrastructure build-out is a multi-year capital cycle. Cloud providers are not reducing orders when memory prices rise, they pass costs through to enterprise and consumer customers of AI services. Consumer electronics companies do not have that same pricing power with end consumers who compare last year's console price to this year's. Our view: the memory market has developed a structural two-tier demand dynamic. Tier 1 is AI infrastructure, price inelastic, consuming at scale, with sovereign and corporate balance sheets behind it. Tier 2 is everything else, including consumer electronics, automobiles, and industrial hardware, competing for residual supply. In a constrained market, Tier 1 wins. Nintendo and Sony are Tier 2 buyers. The implication for portfolio construction is that the semiconductor supply chain now has a new power broker, the AI hyperscaler. Any hardware company that embeds commodity memory in a physical product should be underwritten with a cost of goods sold sensitivity to AI CapEx cycles. The ring central parallel, AI is both cause and beneficiary. The memory price story has a mirror image in enterprise software, where AI is driving cost pain for hardware companies while simultaneously generating revenue acceleration for software platforms. RingCentral reported Q1 2026 total revenue of $644 million, up approximately 5% year-over-year, with subscription revenue of $623 million, representing 97% of the revenue mix. Annual recurring revenue from customers using at least one paid AI product crossed 10% of total ARR, doubled year-over-year, and is growing double digits sequentially. The contrast is instructive for capital allocation. RingCentral's AI products, including RingCentral Air, its AI receptionist with more than 11,800 paying customers and over 40% quarter-over-quarter growth, carry no memory commodity exposure. Software margins do not deteriorate when DRAM prices double. Hardware margins do. Catherine Trebenik, analyst at Rosenblatt Securities, wrote in a note to investor clients on May 8, 2026, AI is now greater than 10% of ARR and has doubled year-over-year, with strong attach and retention. Customers using two or more AI products grew roughly 7x. Trebenik described the AI product stack as a 2026-2027 upside driver. The parallel for institutional investors is not that gaming companies should become software companies. The parallel is that the AI infrastructure build-out is simultaneously imposing a cost tax on hardware-centric business models while creating a revenue premium for software-native platforms. Capital should price that asymmetry. Sources, Reuters/Yahoo Finance, SiliconANGLE Finance functions are being restructured around AI, adding a governance layer to the risk stack, a third dimension of the AI disruption story, less visible in gaming earnings calls but material for institutional underwriting, involves how enterprises are managing AI adoption inside their own operations. MIT Technology Review Insights, in partnership with Oracle NetSuite, published analysis on May 11, 2026 documenting a pattern of bottom-up AI adoption in finance departments that has outpaced governance and strategic planning. Glenn Hopper, head of AI and managing director at Vi Consulting, stated, "The proliferation of AI happened kind of before governance and before a real plan came about. The implication for companies like Nintendo and Sony, which must now navigate cost volatility while simultaneously deploying AI in their own operations, is that organizational readiness for AI is as important as the technology itself. Companies that have embedded AI into procurement, demand forecasting, and supply chain management have better early warning systems for commodity disruption. Those still running governance lagged AI adoption may have less visibility into the cost curve until it shows up in an earnings call." Ranga Bhadla, VP of Industry and Field Marketing at Oracle NetSuite, described the effective framing as AI as a means to an end, as opposed to AI being the end. "That distinction matters when a gaming company's primary AI challenge in 2026 is not building a chatbot but managing a $638 million cost shock driven by someone else's AI build-out. The Plaquemium view the market is reading the Nintendo and Sony disclosures as a gaming sector story. Plaquemium reads them as a semiconductor capital allocation story with second and third order effects that extend well beyond entertainment hardware. The original thesis is this: the AI data center build-out has created a new form of sectoral cross-subsidy. Hyperscalers consuming memory at scale are effectively taxing every other industry that uses the same commodity. That tax is now visible in gaming console cost structures. It will appear next in automobile bill of materials disclosures, then in premium smartphone margins, and eventually in any industrial hardware category that has increased memory content over the past 5 years. The gaming industry is the canary. The investment implication runs in two directions. First, for private equity funds with hardware-centric portfolio companies, the cost of goods sold line needs to be stress-tested against a memory price scenario where Q2 2026 prices are 40-63% above an already doubled Q1 base. Companies that cannot pass through those costs to consumers face margin compression that is structural, not cyclical, until new fabrication capacity comes online in 2027 or later. Second, the producers are worth examining. Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron are investing at scale in new capacity. The historical pattern in semiconductor cycles is that supply additions eventually overshoot demand, compressing prices. That inflection point, when it arrives, reverses the cost dynamic for hardware companies. The question for private equity underwriting is whether the portfolio company's cost structure is resilient enough to survive the compression phase before the supply response provides relief. The second-order play is in software platforms that have no commodity exposure and are benefiting from the same AI spend that is hurting hardware companies. RingCentral's AI ARR doubling year-over-year at higher average revenue per unit and better net retention than the rest of its base is a proxy for the broader dynamic. The companies building software on top of AI infrastructure are capturing the value that hardware companies are being forced to subsidize through their component purchases. Institutional capital should be repositioning along that fault line now, not after the Q2 2026 memory price data confirms the forecast. The bottom line: Nintendo and Sony have disclosed a $638 million cost problem rooted in a chip market that has been structurally reallocated toward AI data centers. The producers are investing in new capacity, but supply relief is at minimum 12 months away. Memory prices are forecast to rise another 40-63% in Q2 2026 from a base that already doubled in Q1. Hardware companies with consumer-facing pricing constraints have limited ability to offset that pressure. Software-native platforms with AI-linked revenue growth face no equivalent exposure. The trade is not complicated. Underweight commodity-exposed hardware, overweight software platforms where AI is a revenue driver, not a cost driver. The 2027 supply inflection is the catalyst to monitor for the reversal.